I'd like to read a scripture in Genesis to start off. A little bit in the third chapter. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." I'd like to think this morning a little bit about a lie. You ever been lied to? Yeah, probably. As a matter of fact, probably everybody in this building right now is being lied to. The devil lied to Eve. He lied to her. And he's lying to you. And if he's not, he's not doing his job. And I'm willing to say he's on the job this morning. He's lying to everyone. Him lying to Eve wasn't, she didn't have to believe the lie. You can't help being lied to, but you can't help believing a lie. Eve shouldn't have tried to stop the lie from being told. She didn't have the power, but she did have the power to resist the lie. So I want to look this morning a little bit about a lie. This was the big one. This was the one that started it off. The scripture says that the devil is a liar. He's the father of it. Every falseness, every lie, everything that's untrue comes from the devil. He's the father of all of them. Like to have kind of a working definition for us, because there's a lot of things we can say. Anything that's not true is a lie. And in a sense, you can use it that way. But in everything that we say that's not truth is not a lie. The definition I want to work with is the one I like best with a lie is an intent to deceive. An intent to deceive. Because what the devil is doing is trying to deceive us. And he can use some pretty exact language sometimes. You can do it too. Sometimes deception just means that you don't tell everything. Well, do I have to tell everything? You better be careful if you want to be truthful. Because if you get in your mind, I'd like for somebody to do a certain thing my way, and in order to do it that way, I'm going to tell them half the truth, you've just lied. Because the true definition is an intent to deceive. To make somebody believe something that is less than the truth. We're being lied to. Our world's being lied to. Our country's being lied to. Our political people, I hate to throw everybody into the same box, but till I see it different, I'm going to have to say, they lie. they choose their words carefully that they don't come back on them many times. But they'll try to get you to believe something that's a lot less than the whole truth. To get you to perform or to think or to back or to support in one way or another an agenda or something they want you to support. They're going to do that, and that intent to deceive is rampant. It's everywhere. Not to get into those kind of political things, but I have questions and have since the late 70s to whether there's really global warming. There might be an intent to deceive. The very people that, what are they trying to promote then? They're trying to promote lifestyles. The world being the way I want it to be. So, and if you think that, that's all right. But I'm saying, I'm very leery of that. Somebody just saying, trying this and it don't work, and trying this and it don't work, and then all of a sudden, well, here's a good one that might work. The world's getting warmer. There was people that fell for it immediately. I remember back in 1980 or somewhere around there, somebody made this assumption and said, they was talking about global warming, and the guy said, well, anybody with half a brain would know that it's getting warmer. You can feel it. Can you? And I said, well, this is what the scientists were saying at the time, that the earth was going to warm up 9 degrees over the next 200 years. Now, if my math's correct, you can break that in half, and in 100 years, it's 4.5 degrees. Break that down in quarters, it's 25, and that means 1.25 degrees per 25 years. Now, you start breaking that down, and you get real small per how much it's changing in a year, and then to figure that in West Virginia, we can have anywhere from 20 below zero sometimes all the way to 100 degrees is kind of max. 120 degrees fluctuation, sometimes as much as 60 and 80 degrees in a day it'll change. And this guy thinks he can tell the difference that the earth's getting warmer. He was lied to, and he believed it. He believed it. Well, anybody can tell. I can feel that it's getting hotter. Well, he bit into something. You all remember the news story of a guy named Madoff, wasn't it? Bernie? Wasn't that the guy's name? This guy comes up with this brilliant idea. You give me money, and I'll take it. It's a good idea. You give me your money, and I'll invest it for you. You give me so much, and I'll guarantee you a return. This is what the guy did. He took one guy's money, and then he'd take somebody else's money, and he would use the next guy's money to prove to this guy. He'd give him, say, hey, here. And he kept working this up, and he would, after a while, he built him a real good base by taking somebody else's money. He wasn't investing anything. He wasn't building any money except for what he was putting in his pocket, but he kept getting somebody else's money and turning it around and saying, see, here's some more money for you. Give you some more money. You're making money. Well, they kept doing it, and everybody would say, what about this guy? Is he making you? Oh, is he making me money? I'm getting money every week. Just rolling it. He'd get somebody else's and send it down. He had him a good base started. People started just giving him money. You invest my money. He didn't invest anybody's money. He lied. And they believed it. They thought this guy was doing good and he's making all this money. You know, there's people out there to tell you lies. There's people out there to deceive you, to tell you this, to do this. The master of that's the devil. Not only does he want to try to deceive us with that kind of thing, it's rampant out there. Want to take your money out of your pocket, those guys, there's people like that. Devil wants to rob you of your soul. He wants to rob you of your well-being here. He wants to steal your honor, your integrity. He's out to make you a child of hell. Child of hell means that you're corrupted. You're deceitful yourself. You have no integrity. You have no honor. You have no worth. That's the devil's idea, and he's lying to people to try to accomplish these things. Folks, listen. You're being lied to. Don't give in to the lie. God's word's the truth. Devil's lying to people. Recently, there was an interesting story in the news about a guy named Tiger. Anybody ever heard of Tiger Woods? Well, that is something. Everybody knows his name. Well, he's very popular. Was called the world's first billionaire athlete. That's what they called him. I don't know if he made $1 billion or not. I suppose that was the reason they said that. Billion-dollar athlete. This guy's endorsement was worth millions. Anything he put his name to was worth millions. This guy could make money anything. Old Tiger got lied to. Someone come along and told old Tiger, this is the way that life will be the best for you. Well, maybe if I could have played golf, I could have been tempted that way too. He had talent. He surely did. He was the best that ever was, as far as anybody knows. I guess he was there. But you know what he done? He made his millions, made his billions. And then this whole thing happened with you. You probably heard in the news. You know, I had to stop and think a little bit about Tiger. What would you do?
You know, with me, I can go out and work outside in this cold temperature for a few hours and come back in, and it's just an absolute thrill to me to come back in and stick my feet up to the fire and sit back in my chair, and life's pretty simple and easy, and that's just a thrill to me. What do you think thrilled Tiger Woods? He had walls of trophies. You think a trophy's going to thrill him? Well, boy, that'd be exciting. I'll go win me a golf tournament. I imagine that lost its thrill. Or what would you think it'd be like? I mean, most of us here, if you could go out today and buy a brand new vehicle, whatever you wanted, you wouldn't be listening to my message right now. You'd be thinking what the interior is going to be like, and you'd be thinking of the tires or whatever. There would be a thrill. You see what I'm saying? There would be something that, I've not done that. I'll be honest with you, I've never done it. That would be an exciting day. If you could do that, for most people, that'd be an exciting day. You imagine that'd be exciting to Tiger Woods? I think I'll go get me another disposable vehicle. I'll drive it from the lot to the house, and that's it. Disposable. I drove it once used. I'll get me another. What thrill could the man have had? Devil trying to tell us that there's some kind of big thrill in life about gaining all this stuff. You know how many of us listen to it? It's a lie. It's a lie. If Tiger Woods, the first billionaire athlete, didn't do it, you wouldn't do it either. The fact of it is that it don't bring anything worthwhile. It's a lie of the devil. The deceitfulness of sin, the deceitfulness of riches is permeating our lives a lot of times, and we bite into it as if it's real. And that's right, it's not. It's not. It doesn't do it. It won't do it for you. It didn't do it for him. And people are saying, I heard one guy say, man, I seen these pictures of these women. None of them was as pretty as his wife. I said, when I read that, I thought, you know, what you need to do is go get a dose of reality, because none of that matters. That's not what he's doing. I actually can say, honestly, I feel sorry for the man. I really feel sorry for him, because he's a human being that got lied to. And I see where he's at, and somebody that's trying to bring something to his life that's meaningful, that thrills him or does something with him, he can't do it with common things like we can. He's already burnt that out. He's lied to. Folks, listen, you know what's valuable? The gold's not what's valuable in life. You know what the gold of life is? It's our relationships with one another. You know what's valuable in life? It's the process of life that's valuable. It's what you learn in life. It's what you gain with the Lord in life. It's the relationship you have with the Lord through life. I can find the thrills of life and not have any of those things, Tiger. I find it all the time. I find peace in my life. I find where we are people, if you can understand this. Think about it. We're people that thrive on the extremes. I'll give you an example. It's cold out there today. It's been cold around here, isn't it? Well, people can complain. Man, it's cold. It's cold out here. Yeah, but in a short period, it's going to be July at Monarch. Thank the Lord he's been blessing at Monarch. But or August around here, and the grass is going to be dried up, and it's going to be 100 plus degrees in there because it's hot. It's hot around here. Why do we appreciate the one to the other? Why? What means anything? Why can I appreciate getting into a cool place? Because it's hot. Why can I enjoy heat? Feels good to get inside because it's cold outside. That's why. Well, then I appreciate love people that love me around me, because not everybody does. Why can I appreciate the people that care for me? Because the world's cold and hard, and they don't care for you out there. That's why I appreciate the ones that does. That's why I appreciate the church of God and the people that love me. That's why I appreciate them. Why? Because they don't out there in the world. You don't find it everywhere. You don't find that special thing out there everywhere. You find it among people of God. So what's the real true riches of things? You know, you can burn yourself out. It's a lie. There's a lie out there. The lie says is that there's something here for you. It's going to hurt you. I want to look at a scripture over in 1 John. First John 3:7. Little children. Nobody said it that way. I don't know, but my mind, you know, you can. Oh, I don't know. With my little children, say grow up, they wouldn't do it. I mean, Marty wouldn't fall for it, but he used to. He'd be trying to get something from me, and I'd stick it under my coat. Act like, well, it's an attempt to deceive. I'm playing, you know, but it, you know, put it under there. They're looking around. Where'd they go? They're looking for it. Children are pretty easy to pull that on. You can't put it on somebody very old. I ain't that slick in a hand, but it works with the young ones, you know, to pull that on it. Little children. You like little children. Don't let anybody, well, listen. Little children, let no man deceive you. Well, let him not do it. Okay, a guy comes along and he's a smooth talker. He's just a smooth talker, folks. Okay? Don't fall for smooth talking. Anybody can say anything. Stop a minute. I don't come in. Oh, somebody just come in and boy, I'll tell you what, that's impressive. The world's impressed by that kind of stuff. I'm just amazed. I say to my wife all the time, I don't understand how this advertisement works. I know it works. They buy these millions of dollar advertising spots for this little old play. I don't care what somebody's saying or doing something on that. You ain't gonna make me spend my money on that. Forget it. There must be a lot of people out there that'll fall for all kinds of advertising schemes because they're all kind of advertising. Little children. What? Go down the highways. It's not around home much, but especially out through Missouri and Oklahoma, through here. There's gambling places everywhere. And if you would pay attention to their signs, nobody loses. Nobody loses. You know that? Why, you want you some quick bucks? Stop down at the casino down here. It's as sure as that. Look at the signs. And even if it don't, you'll have such a good time, you won't even care that you lost your money. Look at the signs. They're laughing and enjoying themselves. Got a big old handful of money in their hands. Works like that every time. Just go get us some money. That's a lie. You know what happens? There's a few people that comes out with money, but you know what usually they do with their money? They put it back into the system. To get some, and after a while, they only win the money. I just won, you know, $100,000. Yeah, you did. Before long, it's back in the system anyway. They know that. There's a big lie out there on these billboards. You'll enjoy yourself. You'll have fun. Come on. It's enjoyable, fun. I have all this money, time. You come out a winner. Come out a winner every time. No, you won't. You'll come out lost. You come out losing your home if you ain't very careful. I wonder how many families has been lost by it. No, you see that on the board. That's what they ought to put. The next sign down the road ought to be a couple fighting, a hair all distorted and anger looking, laughing and carrying them got their money. It's a lie. It just shows you what kind of a lie that's been told out there. That's a lie. The truth of it is that there's bankruptcy ahead. There's people that's down and out. There's domestic disputes all over the place because of it. Loss. Families broken. Families, old devil sitting back laughing. I told him a lie. I lied to him. Told old Eve, I said, Eve, man, let's take a bite of this. Boy, you ain't never tasted anything gonna taste like this right over here. This is good stuff over here. You know, you can't keep from being lied to. I'm lied to all the time. Lied to all the time. You can't help from being lied to, but you can help. You can't help whether you believe that lie or not. This says, little children, let no man deceive you. Got some guidelines to follow now.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Putting some responsibility on us now. You and I have to know what to do. Sometimes it's not just as clear case like that. Is this a lie or isn't it a lie? God do something here. This is the way to know. It says, he that's righteous, if you do righteous, he's righteous. Judge life, little children, by what goes on around what life is. You want to know whether you can put your confidence in somebody or not? It's not what they say. Because they can say anything. It's what they do. It's how they do their own life. See, somebody giving advice on a marriage advice, I don't know how you are, but if I was going to go to somebody that's going to give me some marriage counseling, they better be right in their marriage. I want to know what kind of advice he's doing it, because he that doeth righteousness is righteous. He knows how it's going on. Little children, look at the things around you. Is it going to benefit your life or not? Is the thing really going to benefit you? Or is it a lie to you? And if you do it, you know, the devil may say, he can lie in a lot of ways. He can say you can gain this and you can't, but he can say you can gain this and with the idea that it's what you need, and you can gain it and find out it's not what you need. It's not what's going to bring true value to your life. You spend your life, your time, precious time. God's given us time. Time. And I'll be honest with you, I need to be a little bit better manager of my time. It's a precious commodity, time is. We have time here. We ought to manage our time and what we do with it and use it for the valuable things. If we're not careful, there's this idea that I've got plenty of time. Many of people turned around after time was gone and said, what happened to it? I thought I had plenty of time. I don't have plenty of time. My time's all gone. All the things that I could have done and accomplished, or the things that could have made things better, I didn't take care of those kind of things. There's other people I think about that I think you would probably agree that was lied to. Back when I was in school, I can remember, it wasn't a religious idea, it was just the way I kind of was. I'd ask people sometimes, especially young girls, they'd be standing out with cigarette. Well, back when I was in school, they actually had built at the school, they called them smoking pads. They wanted to designate where the students could smoke. They could smoke back in on there, and they built little places there. Just about everyone. And these girls I grew up with and stuff, especially, they'd be out there smoking, and I remember a lot of times, why are you doing that? I'd be kind of an antagonist. And well, what are you smoking for? You know why they were smoking? It was image. It was image. You know how many people destroyed their bodies, their health, their life? By starting off with an image. I remember coming up to one girl and said, hey, give me a drag of that. Yeah, it's called talk. Give me a drag of that. And so she reaches a cigarette, and I take a cigarette and step on it like that and said, you shouldn't be smoking. Well, that was just kind of the way I was. He was a good friend, so I could get by with that. But you know why she started? She admitted to me why she started. Because other people was doing it, and she thought it made her fit in. That's fine when you're little and young and you've been lied to. And now you're 40 years old and you can't breathe right. You're getting up in years and you want desperately to get rid of that stuff and you can't do it. Your body won't let you do it. You was lied to. You know, that lie is still going on today. There's a lie that's being told that you didn't do this. Statistics say that almost always somebody that smoked pot smoked cigarettes first. That's the introduction into it. Guess where the next step is? Harder drugs, heroin, cocaine, and whatever. It follows those things. There's a lie being told just to get you started. If I can get you outside the gate a little bit, I can take you right on down the road. So I'm going to lie to you. You know, these people accept you better if you do this and this. You know how many lies the devil says and says, people don't respect you because you live for God. You know the truth of it is, we look at that evidence that the devil tries to tell us.
If you would have looked at me as a young person and what I said with my mouth, you'd have probably thought I was, the truth of it was, is down in here was a lot different than what come out of my mouth. I would say things against holy things, against right things, just because it was the popular thing to do. Or I could get a laugh out of it, or anything. And then so many people do that, you think, oh, people don't think we're, oh, this. Don't let the devil lie to you. The highest thing you can do in life is live for God. Live with standards, live with honor, live with dignity. And they may say all kinds of things about you that they don't even mean. I did it. I made fun of my dear old grandma that was a good saint, and I said all kinds of things about her when I grew up. Man, she's strange. I got a strange grandma. I said those things. Devil's just telling lies. Young people get out there and the world's doing it and everybody's doing it and somebody gets some beer and how cool is it? How risque? How far out is it to have some beer? It's a lie. So that's going to make me a man. It doesn't make you no man. You can be a man without it. I remember one time when I was in school, they called it snuff. It wasn't really snuff. It was rubbing tobacco. They chewed it. Copenhagen. It was big. Skull. They chewed Copenhagen. I remember saying, you know, you want to chew? And I'd say, even grade school, I'd say, I don't chew. It wasn't nothing religious. I just didn't, you know. You want to chew? Nah, I don't chew. You can't be a man till you chew. I said, well, I'm going to be a bubblegum chewing boy then. Because I don't want to chew that stuff. You see what I'm saying? It's a lie. Now I don't feel like I'm any less a man because I never chew. But there was pressure to say that. There was pressure to go into that. Drinking. My uncle said to my grandma one time, said, now, Mom, you can't tell me that there's anything wrong with drinking one beer. And my grandma said, well, maybe not. But there ain't nobody ever drunk two till they drunk one. I thought that's pretty good. That's pretty good because that's where the lie starts. Just a drink won't hurt you. Why drink won't hurt you? That's what that scripture's talking about when it said, little children, let no man deceive you. Let nobody deceive you because they're going to say sin ain't going to hurt you. Now, sin don't do nothing to you. Oh, don't it? The Lord said it did. I can do that stuff. I can watch stuff that ain't wholesome and it don't affect me. Oh, it don't. It don't. You're being lied to. You're being lied to because it will have an effect on you somewhere down the line. It will do something for you. Oh, I ain't gonna smoke. Other people can maybe don't bother me. Oh, don't? You wait in there. It'll get its claws in you. Well, a little drinking, a little alcohol. But get alcohol out of everybody. Here goes the argument. Apple falls off a tree and hits the ground. It bruises. Within moments, hours anyway, guess what's involved in that bruise? Alcohol. It fermentates. It's what is alcohol in it. So here's the argument. Why you get alcohol? Naturally. Yeah. Let's condense it and drink it. Get high off of it. You won't be lied to? There's all kind of ways of being lied to. Elvis Presley had his 75th, would have been his 75th birthday a couple days ago. Right? He was quite a fella. Good looking man. Young man back when he started. What a life. Elvis Presley had religious background. It haunted him. He knew it. He knew it. He went a long ways from what he believed. One of the sisters in our congregation worked for a woman that was one of Elvis Presley's girlfriends. She told a story about them being over in Elvis performing London, I believe it was, had a big performance over there, and had a big party after the performance. Everybody was drinking and doing, you know, normally what a party like that would be. And said Elvis just stopped everybody and said,
Does anybody in here know any scriptures?
Oh, I almost say all the time. Get out of here. What's the matter with you?
What was the matter with him? What was the matter with Elvis? He was a king. Rock and roll. Had more money than he knew what to do with. Still provide. His image still makes money. He was lied to. He was lied to. The lie was, is Elvis, when you do all this, you'll have it made. You'll have everything that you ever need. But he was tormented. He was tormented by something that he didn't have. His soul had swiveled up like a raisin. There was nothing left inside of him of integrity and honor. There was nothing left in him that was meaningful anymore. Sure, he had everything he could think of this earth, but he was lied to because inside he couldn't handle the simplest things. Here's a big party of people drinking and all this, and he stops them. He wants the scripture. Why? Because something's hungry. I need something, desperately need something. Folks, when you and I, if we're not careful, we'll look at the things around us and say, somehow I'm missing out on life. Somehow those are going on, but me and I look, and they, somebody built all down there off from where Linda's mom and dad lives there, Galena, if you go on 7th Street on towards Joplin. There's a guy built a mansion out there. I'll have to admit, when I drive by there, I say, now that's something. It's rock. I love rock like that anyway. It almost looks castle-y looking, but it's a big old place, and it was well done. It has a big old pond that runs the falls off. I don't know if you've ever seen it out there, but to me, I look at that property and its fields and all that, and I say, now that's a place right there. I'm richer than that. I'm richer than that. Sure, I have a value for things. I can look and see, but that's a neat thing to do. So, but even the construction of the architecture looks neat to me. I just think it's neat. I'd like to go over there and run through it one time just to see it. But I'm honest with you, I'm richer than that. I'm richer than that. I got more value in my life than that. I don't have to be in the middle of somebody and say to somebody, got any scripture? I got my own. The Lord hid it in my heart. I've got something valuable down there that I can draw from. And when things start getting rough, guess what starts coming out? A song in the night. That's what starts coming out. A song that I heard sung. A song that we've been singing. One of the songs in our book comes in. Things get rough. Guess what starts happening? The Word of God starts coming. Because I put it in my life and how valuable it's been. It takes the distortion out of all these things that said and believed and all that. So they gained all those things. I wouldn't trade them if they give me boot to it. It ain't worth all that. I can be happy and content with my life. Just the way the Lord orders it with those kind of things. You ever hear of Marilyn Monroe? I was amazed. Marilyn Monroe died about 1963. Oh, there's still controversy whether she was murdered or suicide or whatever it was. The reports was always that she overdosed. You know what she was like? She was like a grown woman that made it big that had a little girl squalling inside of her to let loose. She had made the big time. I'd read somewhere one time where she made a statement that all she ever really wanted to be was a wife and a mother. Well, really? She didn't live that way. And look that way down inside her was something that poor woman got lied to. The lie is you sell yourself, you'll have everything you ever wanted or needed, and you'll be so fulfilled. And she did it, and the only thing she ended up with was a loss of integrity and honor that she couldn't even look at herself in the mirror and say she was worth anything. Miserable, and what am I ever going to do with it? And what? Oh, I want a comfortable place to lay. Here it is. If I want any goods or any rides, or I want the companions or anything, I've got it right here at my disposal. And none of it helps me. None of it does me any good. And all I ever wanted was just a family. Inside, couldn't have it. Lied to. Folks, you're going to be lied to. But I want to say today, little children, let no man deceive you. Don't be lied to. Just say, I ain't believing that. I've got something better than all that. Is there anything wrong with just living an even lowly, common life full of grace and hope and faith?
I say not. It's the highest thing you can have. I can drive by now the billboards that says you can be rich. Here's the lottery. Done struck my lottery. Done hit my day's already come in. More than 22 years ago, my day come in. It come in already for me. I'm rich. I can go buy it. I'm saved. Got the best that it offers. Got the best in this life. Got the best of the life that's promised to come. Look at all these things and everything that the devil can bring up with and try to bring into life. Oh, I tell you, I look and I say, there was another young girl on the rise that's in the news every once in a while. This Hannah Montana character, Cyrus or whatever the girl's name is. I pity her. She's talented, sure. She's pretty. She's young. She's got life ahead of her. And somebody's lying to her. And one of these days, if she ain't real careful, she's going to turn around and say, who am I? What am I? Is this all that I am? What am I? Somebody's lying to me. Somebody's taking everything away from, oh yeah, she can have her car. She can have her fame. She can have all that. But they don't do anything for people down inside of them. I see you every once in a while, not even old enough to be doing it. Now they was talking about pictures that she willingly was throwing. Oh, they're lying to her. They're going to take it from her. Folks, you're going to be lied to. Lord, help us that we have grace enough to go against those lies. Oh, devil's more subtle than any beast in the field. He'll tell you words that are crafted for you. He'll say the words that is not a lie in the way they're said. But it's not a lie, it's the truth. Brother Fred Pruitt had in one of his books said the devil come along to him one time. He was taking people back and forth to church and he didn't have no gas, hardly no gas in his car, and he was just kind of going by faith to see where gas would come from and money enough to put it in there. And the devil come to him and said, you're about out of gas, and you don't have no money for any more. And you know those words was true. And Brother Fred said the devil's a liar even when he tells the truth. Because the insinuation was you're hopeless. And he said, I'm not hopeless. I serve God. And God filled his tank up for him. And I'm going to tell you, if you trust the Lord today and don't believe the lie, you'll find riches aplenty. Oh no, it won't be. Marty Clevenger's never going to be a billion-dollar athlete. I know that. And I'll tell you something else. I'm never going to make any money singing. I know that. And I'm not going to have anybody tempting to pay me for my looks. But I've been lied to in a plenty of ways. And I don't want to believe the lies. Because I got more than that. And you do too today if you know the Lord. So let's live for the Lord in truth and not in falsehood, and realizing that it's a benefit to me to know that I'm attacked by lies. Because I'm defending myself always against lies. And the devil comes and lies to us. I can't get a cramp in my toe that the devil don't lie to me and tell me I'm going to die over it. Do he ever do you that way? I've had a whole bunch of things wrong with me that I was going to die of. And I ain't died, as one brother said, not once. You pray for me.